In New South Wales, sex workers are gearing up to defend their industry against a tightening of the laws. A parliamentary inquiry is currently considering changes to the regulation of the state's brothels. Brothels became legal in New South Wales under the Summary Offences Act of 1988. The inquiry is looking at licensing systems like those in Victoria or Queensland. But sex workers argue that that would harm their health and safety. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
I'm a sex worker in New South Wales. I've worked in brothels and I'm currently work touring and work privately from home.
Joanne is one of many sex workers making submissions to the latest New South Wales parliamentary inquiry into the way their industry is regulated. She's worried that the inquiry could recommend tightening the rules which govern where and how sex workers do their jobs.
To treat sex workers as different from other workers is outright discrimination and bigotry. And that's what I fear this committee is going to resort to.
Alistair Henskin is the coalition member for Ku-ring-gai in Sydney's north and the chair of the parliamentary committee.
There have been some illegal businesses such as massage parlours flouting the current laws, and the inquiry was set up initially to look at those practices but also to look at the industry more broadly to see if there aren't issues around the protection of vulnerable people such as sex workers, whether there are incidents of sex trafficking and organised crime, as well as getting the right community outcome in terms of having these establishments in appropriate places.
Most people don't know it, but the sex industry in New South Wales is one of the world's most progressive. It's been 20 years since decriminalisation. That means there are no laws against sex work itself, although there are some restrictions on where it can take place.
It's a system that isn't broken, so it really doesn't need fixing.
Cam Cox is the CEO of the Sex Workers Outreach Project, which provides free condoms and health information to sex workers. He's a sex worker himself and has warned against introducing a licensing system like those in Queensland and Victoria.
As soon as you start to take part of the industry underground, for people like us at SWAP, that makes it very hard for us to reach sex workers. It makes it very hard for sex workers to go to the police if they have problems that they may need to go to the police for. And so we have that industry split into two, working against the health and safety of sex workers.
He says there's been at least five New South Wales inquiries into the industry since 1995, and the latest one is already driving some businesses underground.
Even in the last couple of weeks, when there's been publicity about possibly regulating and licensing brothels, we've had several places that we normally visit and get easy access to suddenly decide that they're not brothels at all, and we haven't been able to gain access to them.
Committee Chair Alistair Henskin is aware of the risks associated with licensing, but says the committee will still consider it as an option.
Look, there's always a risk that licensing could drive things underground, which I think is what you're suggesting. And I think that's undesirable. I agree with you. But that, I think, then puts an onus on whatever the regulatory regime is, to if one was to be introduced. And, you know, all these things are up for grabs. I'm not expressing any views as to what will happen or won't happen. It's important that whatever regulatory environment is put in place is not onerous, in my view, and is not driving things underground.
Joanne is confident this inquiry will ultimately support the existing system, but says in the meantime, sex workers will face a greater degree of stigma.
Decriminalisation has to stay in New South Wales. There's absolutely no reason for it to be rolled back or repealed. It will stay in New South Wales. But the committee process alone already has created a lot of stress and worry and stigma and discrimination among sex workers. And I believe as the committee rolls out, it's potentially only going to get worse.
Sex worker Joanne ending Angela Lavoie-Pierre's report.